My name is Tori Litz, and I am 18 years old, and today is December 3rd, and I'm speaking with Morgan Kors, who is one of my roommates at Purdue, and we're recording this in West Lafayette, Indiana. Okay, so can you tell me about where you grew up and what it was like?
I can. I grew up in Fishers, Indiana. I have two parents that are together and a sister who is 2.5 years younger than me. Growing up was pretty normal. We were both allowed to be in like one extracurricular activity because family time was really important to us. So like, I was very into gymnastics for a really long time, and my sister was very into theater and like acting and singing, and so just grew up pretty normal and had a dog at one point.
Aww.
Have two cats now.
I love it. Okay, so do you ever have a nickname with your family that you use, and like, how did you get it?
Well, I wanted a nickname so bad growing up. Like, all my friends, like, I had a friend whose name was Ellie, and it was short for Elizabeth, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, I need a nickname. That's the coolest thing ever. And so I like kept asking my family to give me a nickname, which is not how nicknames work. But they're like,
yeah, nope.
We're gonna, like, your nickname could be Missy. And I'm like, whose nickname is Missy? That's a horrible. Oh, frick. So sorry.
You're good.
Go ahead. Thank you. I'm a bad driver.
Currently driving.
Yes. They're like, we can nickname you Missy. And I'm like, that's not a good nickname. Whose nickname is Missy? And it's like,
okay. Missy.
But my mom, she would like wake me up when I was younger, and she'd say like, Guten Morgen is good morning in German, and my name is Morgan. So she's like, Guten Morgen, Missy Morgan.
Oh.
Every morning. So she's like, I'm calling you Missy. And I'm like, that's not a good nickname. So needless to say, I didn't really get a nickname until I was a little bit older. And people started calling me Mo or Momo or Morgs. I hated that one until this summer. But
Morgs? You hated Morgs?
I hated it until Bree started calling me Morgs.
Aww.
And now I love it. So, yeah, it's my nickname.
I love it. So, like, you don't have, like, one. Just, like, a
yeah,
bunch.
Just a
but,
bunch.
Hey, they all work.
Yeah.
I didn't really have one either, honestly. I had, like, Pumpkin when I was little.
Oh, so
I know. Okay, so aside from nicknames, what are your like favorite family holidays or like traditions that you have with your family?
Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday by far, just because I love when all of my family gets together. And we used to travel to Illinois to be with my dad's side of the family on Thanksgiving, but now we do a lot with my mom's side because they're all closer to us now they moved, and just get all the family together, and we all pitch in on cooking and have a big meal, and then the rest of the day is just spent watching football with my dad and uncles. And
that's right up your alley.
So fun. It's literally like family, food, and football is
I love that.
The three F's of
that's
life.
The good. That is, that's like your motto.
It really is.
I love it. That's amazing. I know, I love Thanksgiving. It's so fun. You had it this year at your house this year, right? I love that.
Yeah, we had 20 of us. So it was a lot. We put like our two dining room tables end to end across the middle of our house and card table, and it was fun.
Do you have any like traditions you do on Thanksgiving other than watch football and stuff like
not
that?
Not really.
I feel like it's you don't really tradition. You don't
feel
have, like
yeah.
traditional on Thanksgiving.
No, so. I feel like just Thanksgiving is a tradition in itself.
That is very true.
And we have one of my favorite traditions that we do is over Christmas. So after the Christmas Eve service, before Christmas Eve service, my mom makes what she calls Christmas soup, and we found it like 4 years ago, and it's the name of it is like a rustic Italian soup, but it has like tomatoes and spinach in it, so it's red and green, and we call it Christmas soup.
Oh my
gosh.
And
we just leave it we put all the ingredients together, and then we leave it to cook for like 4 hours while we go out and get ready for Christmas Eve, and then go to church as a family, and then we come home after church service, and we have like our family and like family friends, and then if ever there's like older singles at our church, or just people whose family are like farther away, like they always come.
You invite them over?
Yeah, every Christmas Eve, it's always just like
that's precious.
Just random people all together that like they don't even interact with each other, but it's like hey, you don't have a place to go tonight, like, come over to our house.
Oh, you want to see your Christmas soup? I love it.
It's so good, and that's, like, one of my favorite
That's an amazing tradition. That's so unique. Like,
I love
little
it.
Little soup and invite people over.
I love it.
That's sweet.
I want to make it for Glenwood.
That's amazing. You should. Okay, so coming off of, like, traditions and family, because I know you're really close to your family, but can you, like, tell me about more about your relationship with your parents, or, like, if you remember a time when you feel really, like, particularly close to either of them?
Yeah, so growing up, I was always a lot closer with my mom. Me and her are just very similar, like...
I can see that.
Yeah, like, we look pretty similar, and the way that we're both, like, type A, and have kind of the same, like... interests and hobbies and whatnot and skills, and so I always just worked a lot closer with her. And my dad, me and him, like from a young age, the thing we bonded the most on was sports.
Aww.
And so we would, like, we go to Pacers and Colts games together, and that's, like, at first it was just kind of a fun thing to do, and, like, kind of just like, oh, we're gonna go to a Colts game now, and
yeah,
like, really cool. And then it kind of just became more than just going to a game to watch a team. Like, now it's like an excuse to spend time with my dad. And I kind of went through, like, a little, like, crisis my freshman year or sophomore year of high school, where I was like, wait, do I have a relationship with my father? Like, oh my gosh, are we close? Like, what's going on? Like, dude, is all we have sports? And but then, like, because I had a really bad friend that made me think that that was,
oh gosh,
true in my life. Yeah, that's a story for another time. But then after that, like, I just realized, like, no, like, I have a really great dad who, like, really puts providing for a family as a huge priority in his life. And works so, so hard to make sure that we have, like, the best life possible. He's just such an example of, like, service and a missional perspective on life. Like, since 8th grade, I've gone on mission trips with him to, like, Honduras and Dominican Republic. And he just really, like, instilled that in me of having an outward perspective of just, like, looking to other people's needs above my own. And I'm really thankful for that.
Okay, sorry about that little pause. We were in the car wash. But, so you were just telling me a little bit, like, more about your dad, but I just think it's really special, like, the connection that you have with him. Like, it just sounds like the way you describe him, and I've, like, met him before, and I'm just, he's definitely, like, a super amazing guy, it sounds like, and you have super, like, amazing connection. I don't think you should all, like, feel bad that, like, your one of your main traditions is that you play sports and things like that. But is there, like, anything else you want to say about, like, your relationship?
Yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, I don't really, like, feel bad about that anymore. Like, I kind of just understood
that,
like,
just a part.
That was, like, just something that we have that is really special to us, and, like, we can connect over and is really fun, but, like, that's not the basis of our relationship.
So
I'm still really close to my mom. I tell her literally everything. I call her every day.
I love that.
Like, multiple times a day whenever I'm walking between classes.
That's the best way to do it. Like, you're just so comfortable. I feel like you guys are alike, so that really helps. That's amazing. I love your parents. I love your whole family.
Thanks. I love yours.
Okay, how about your sister? Are you, like, I know you're really close to her, I'm sure, but, like, do you want to tell me, like, anything about your relationship, or, like, describe them?
We were not close at all growing up. Like, we butt heads. We would always, I'm a super competitive person, and she's not competitive, but the rest of my family is. So she felt like she had to compete. Just, like, be, like, how the family functioned. And, like, one thing that me and my sister both really love is music, and we both love to sing. And, in, like, 3rd or 4th grade was the first time that, I sang in public, or maybe it was, like, I was in, like, 5th grade. It was, like, the first time I ever sang in public, and it was on a cruise ship, and, I didn't know this at the time. Like, I was just having a lot of fun. doing karaoke, but, like, my mom told me later that when I, like, got up there and, like, started singing that, like, my sister's face just, like, dropped, and she was, like, but, like, she was sad because, like, I had gymnastics and, like, school, like, I'm, like, very academic, and, like, music was her thing that she didn't, she didn't have to compete with me on, and so when, I came out and started singing and really enjoyed it, like, it made her feel, like, kind of just upset and, like, disappointed and, like, lost almost, where it was just, like, but that was my thing. And so that, among just, like, other things, caused, like, a big strain on our relationship.
In the beginning, yeah.
And, like, thankfully it's not that way now, but that's how it was. Like, we just, like, we are completely opposites in everything.
Yeah.
Like, so different. And, like, I'm a major extrovert. She's a major introvert. And, we don't look alike either. Like, we have siblings. Like, one time I convinced her she was adopted. Maybe not. Maybe she was just playing along. But whatever. So, yeah, we're just, like, super different. But then my senior year of high school, when I would drive her to school every day, that's when things started to kind of take a turn for us, where we just got really a lot closer. And, like, because me and my mom are so similar and because me and my sister are so different, my mom and my sister are very different. And so they have, like, a hard time. They used to have a really hard time, like, communicating with each other. Like, I kind of had to mediate a lot between the two of them of, like, okay, mom, this is what you're saying, but this is what she's hearing. And then go over to Madison and say, like, she's saying, like, you're hearing this, but she's really saying this. And just, like, having to, like, go between them, because I understood my sister a lot more than my mom did. And so it was, like, hard for them too. And I was really worried about when I would leave for college.
How it's gonna
happen. Yeah, how they would be. But I think it's been fine. Like, I've been away from them for almost a year and a half now. And, like,
maybe
the house is still standing.
Yeah. oh my gosh, there we go.
Yeah. But it really took my freshman year of college to appreciate my sister so much and, like, just realize, like, how much I loved her. Like,
yeah.
I appreciated my sister a whole lot. I was supposed to turn there. Maybe I didn't really appreciate her a whole lot. Like, I should have. But, like, I grew up kind of in a bubble, just thinking, like, everybody should work as hard as me. Everybody should do all of the same things.
It's your type A personality.
Like, yeah, think the same way as me. And,
type,
like,
one, yeah.
Coming to college, I realized, like, not everybody's that way. And that's okay. Like, I was just like, she's very, like, content and doing good. Like, and I'm not content.
Just doing the average,
good. Like,
yeah.
I have to do
best.
Great.
Yeah.
And best. Like, not shooting for a 90, but shooting for a
100. Yeah. And, like, and that is sometimes a quality, like, conflicts a lot with people.
Yeah. So it's like, she was comfortable with a 90. Like, she was happy with that. And, like, for a while, I, like, resented that. I was just like, but you can do so much better. But, like, that's not who she,
like,
is.
Like, it's, you want better for her, but, like, she doesn't see it that way. Yeah.
And so that was really hard for a while. But then, I don't know, kind of just, when I came to college, I realized there were so many people that weren't like me, and I realized, especially working on team projects for engineering, that, like, it's a really good thing that everybody's like me.
Yeah.
Because I can't do this and this and this. Like, I can do these couple things really well, and I'm comfortable with these things, but I need all of these different people to do things I don't want to do and the things I'm not good at.
Oh, yeah.
And,
like, the different qualities just help each other, like,
enhance each
other.
And just realizing, like, so many people are not like me at all. And, like, I need to come to appreciate, like, those types of people. And so it was kind of, like, a weird thing. Like, she's very, like, standoffish, like, don't touch me. And I'm very, like, oh my gosh, hi, let me give you a hug, like, every time I see you and whenever I feel like it. And, and so, I came back from, like, college after being there for a couple of months, and I'm just like, Madison, I love you so much. Like, you are so good at this and this and this, and, like, I really appreciate this about you. And she's like, don't touch me, Lord. What are you doing?
But, like, what's happening?
Yeah, like, since college, like, our relationship has just grown so much, and, like, now we're, like, really good friends, but it was not that way for a very long time.
That's like, obviously, that's just like a kind of a God thing that, she needed to like have her own space probably and like grow on her own, and you know, you come to college and like see the value. Yeah. I never knew that. That's amazing. Like, I could see you guys being different. Like, obviously I've never met her, but that's amazing. Yeah. I love that. It's just like the way, I love the way you describe like your family and everything, like your relationship with your parents and her. I really want to meet her sometime. Hopefully.
She won't. I'm like, I keep trying to get her to come to Purdue, but she won't. Like, she's not going to come to a big school.
That's
like,
so funny. See, that's another school. Difference.
Oh my like, gosh. Really so different in like so many ways.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah.
Love that. Okay, to end us off, do you want to tell like a funny story or something about like your family? Or either it can be like a happiest moment or like a funny, one of the funniest moments of like your childhood or like your family. Probably includes your dad, honestly.
My dad, I tell you, he's broken out of his shell in the last couple of years. He just dances all the time.
He does, Aaron.
Like, my new favorite thing is he has no clue how to hit the woe, but I just be like, Aaron, hit the woe. And like, he'll just like throw his body back, like, whoa.
He's like whoa.
And like, that's his like, whoa noise. Just, pah. And I was just like, okay, Aaron. And,
oh my goodness.
I don't know. He's funny.
I love that.
But yeah, I don't know. It's like,
it's so.
Oh, my favorite, one of my favorite childhood memories was whenever it snowed, we don't live on a hill or near a hill. Like, the first time I went sledding on a giant hill was when I was very much older. Like, probably too old to be sledding at that point. Like,
oh, no.
17, maybe. We would still love to go play in the snow, and my dad would play with us. And, that's a long way. And so we didn't have a hill, but we would go around, and he would, our sled had a rope on it, and he would just like just do laps running around the house,
holding on,
like pulling both of me and my sister on the sled, just laps
in the house.
Around the house.
Oh, around the house.
Yeah.
I thought you meant
until
in the house.
He just like couldn't pull us anymore, and then we would come inside and take our shoes off and like lay our stuff out by the fire and sit by the fireplace. Oh. And
sounds so nice.
It was so awesome. And like,
that's have amazing.
Hot chocolate and just like those snow days. Oh. Are, like, just like my favorite.
Snow days were the best.
They really were.
I love that. I love that he just literally pulled you around by your rope. Oh,
it was so fun.
I'm so excited for.
Oh my gosh,
snow.
Slayer Hill is such a blast. Like, my dad pulling me around the yard, like, that's a fun memory, but that's not, like, prime sledding.
Oh, man, no.
Like, Slater
it's fun
Hill,
when you look.
That is prime sledding.
We've upgraded a little
really
bit.
Have. We're just there a little. Now.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Well, thank you so much for doing this interview with me. I love learning about people's families and stuff. And
I love that.
So fun. I feel like I know like your family a little bit more now.
I know.
We have Thanksgiving again. Anyway, thank you so much.
Yes.
That's the end of the interview. Okay.